Kerovian's apprentice.
Yes, it's true.
Can you lessen this wind?
No, sir.
Well, can you make the compass lead us along our proper course?
Well, that's the secret of the sea masters. I'm a landsman.
Well, then I can't get this ship to rote.
Come on, lad. Do something.
I don't know how.
Keep calm.
Wait!
Lad, what's the matter with you?
Steer west.
What?
Steer west.
And nothing lies west.
Steer west!
Lad!
Captain, do as I say or this ship will surely be lost. I'll not lead you wrongly.
Steer west. Steersman! Caper west! Due west!
Aye, sir! West!
Man the oar!
Well, Captain?
I've never seen a storm die so fast. And that's Thwill Bay! Of Rogue! Lad, how did you do it?
Captain, I don't know.
Excuse me. Wait, excuse me. Your pardon, friend.
What is it, lad?
Where can I find the School of Wizardry?
The School of Wizardry, is it?
And its water, yes, but where can I find them?
The wise don't need to ask. The fool asks in vain.
Ged went uphill until he came to a square and asked his question again.
You can't always find the warder where he is, but sometimes you find him where he isn't.
On one side of the square, set in a stone wall, was a mean little door of wood. Ged went to this.
Yes, lad.
I bear a letter from the Mage Ogion of the Isle of Gaunt to the warder of the School of Wizardry. I want to find him, but I will hear no more riddles and scoffing. Where is the school?
This is the school.
This?
I am the doorkeeper. Come in, if you can.
What is there to stop me? What happened?
Can't you see? You're still outside.
But I walked through the doorway.
Try again.
Very well. I will not be treated like a fool!
A third time he stepped forward, and a third time he remained standing outside the door. The doorkeeper inside watched him with mild eyes.
Malcrosoft by Tredi Caralnor.
What do you say, lad?
Malcrosoft by Tredi Caralnor.
Ah.
It was an opening spell, which his aunt, the witch, had taught him long ago. It was the prize among all her stocks of spells, and he wove it well now. But the power that held this doorway was not moved at all.
Well?
Oh, I can't get in. Unless you help me.
Say your name.
Oh, my true name? You want me to say my name?
Aloud? We have heard many names, this door and I. We don't tell them.
I am Ged.
Enter, Ged.
Stepping forward, Ged entered the open doorway. And it seemed to him that, though the light was behind him, a shadow followed him in at his heels.
Wait here.
Yes. Thank you.
Something troubles you, lad?
Not troubles, no. It's this place. It feels...
Go on.
It looks just like a stone courtyard, but it feels as if it's built more of magic than of stone.
And so it is. We are standing at the very center of the House of the Wise. I'll leave you now.
The very center.
Suddenly Ged was aware of a man clothed in white, watching him through the falling water of the fountain, though Ged had neither seen nor heard his arrival. Their eyes met, and in that moment, Ged understood the singing of the bird and the language of the water and the shape of the clouds and the beginning and end of the wind that stirred the leaves. It seemed to him that he himself was a word spoken by the sunlight. Then that moment passed, and he and the world were as before, or almost as before. Ged knelt before the man in white.
My lord, you are the warder of Rok, the archmage of all Earthsea.
You see the truth. Rise, lad.
This letter is for you. It was written
by an Ogion whom men call the Silent.
Yes.
I welcome you, his pupil, to the Isle of the Wise.
Thank you, sir.
My eyes are old. Read me the letter, lad.
Lord Nemeli, I send you one who will be the greatest of the wizards of Gond, if the wind blows true. It's signed with the symbol of the closed mouth.
Ogion's rune. Young Ogion was dear to me when he came here. Tell me of the seas and portents of your voyage.
Ged did so. When he had finished his story, he knelt again, and when he rose from his knee, the archmage was gone.
Greetings.
Greetings.
I am called Jasper, Enwith's son of the domain of Eol, Gonhavnor Isle. How shall I call you, sir?
Men call me Sparrowhawk, from the Isle of Gaunt.
Well, Sparrowhawk of Gaunt, I am at your service today to show you the great house and answer your questions as best I can.
Do you scoff at me,
sir?
Why do you smile like that?
Do men not smile where you come from?
Not with smiles that sit on top of sneers. Is that the way of the rich and the noble when dealing with the poor? Or is it just your way, Jasper, son of Enwit?
Follow me, please.
Where do we sit?
Where we like. They say that no matter how many sit at this table, there's always room. We'll go here.
Hello.
Sparrowhawk, this is Vetch.
Hello. This food is terrible.
Well, you're eating it fast enough.
Oh, well. At least it's not illusion like so much around here. It sticks to your ribs. Eat yours before it gets cold. It's even worse cold.
Right.
You're new.
Well, I just got here today.
Oh, welcome.
Sparrowhawk is from Gaunt, where all men are either goat herds or thieves.
Or wizards, eh, Sparrowhawk?
Or wizards.
That afternoon, the three went down into the town, that Ged might learn his way about it. Then Jasper and Vetch took Ged along a narrow northward path that climbed and wound.
This is the hill I saw from the ship last night.
Rok Nol, this is called.
Huh? His roots go down to the centre of the earth, and all spells are strong here.
Well, Sparrowhawk, I've heard much about Gauntish sorcery. Show us your style.
What do you mean?
Later on, Jasper, let him be.
Well, he must have either skill or power. The doorkeeper wouldn't have let him in. Right, Sparrowhawk?
I have both skill and power.
Then show us.
What kind of thing are you talking about?
Illusions, of course. Tricks. Games of seeming. Like this. Meothornir vas klingrul qua.
A stream!
It feels wet enough, doesn't it? And it tastes wet enough, too, if you try it. But it won't quench your thirst. It's just an illusion. Drangla! Now you, Vetch.
No, Jasper.
Yes? Go on.
Oh, all right. You see this earth, Sparrowhawk, this mantle?
Huh?
I'll just take a small piece. And then... Zathalingfa. Well, fly away, little one.
Well, that's wonderful.
No.
Come on then, Sparrowhawk. Your turn.
I do no such tricks as these.
You will, in time. Come on, let's get back.
No, wait, why not, Sparrowhawk?
Sorcery is not a game. We Gauntish men do not play it for pleasure or for praise.
What do you play it for? Money?
No.
Oh, come on. Bedtime for little boys.
That night, as Ged lay wrapped in his cloak on the straw-filled mattress in his cold, unlit cell of stone, the strangeness of the place, and the thought of all the spells and sorceries that had been worked there began to come over him heavily. Darkness surrounded him. Dread filled him. And he wished he were anywhere else but Rome.
Who's there?
Sparrowhawk.
Oh, Vetch.
Can I come in and talk a while?
Yes, please.
How do you make that ball of light?
Oh, it's called Weir Light. It's a simple spell.
Oh, you sound like Jasper.
No, it really is simple. You'll see soon enough. You mustn't be upset if I know more than you do. I've been here 3 years. Soon I'll be made sorcerer.
Sorcerer? Well, why are you bothering with me?
Because I remember my first day and my first night. Can I sit down?
So, Sparrowhawk, you've been with us for an entire month. What have you learned?
More than some who've been here a year.
Ooh, how goat herds do boast.
He doesn't boast, Jasper. He speaks no more than the truth.
Well. When you feel inclined to match your skills with mine, goat herd, just say the word. I'll be waiting.
Why does he hate me?
Do you really not know?
Do you?
You're his rival. Haven't you heard what the others are saying about you?
What?
They praise you, Sparrowhawk. They say you're a mage born and can never be beaten. They say that Ogion the Silent, tamer of the earthquake, has written that you'll be a great wizard. Is it true?
Yes, it's true. Yes. Jasper would do well to remember.
When he was not moved by pride or rage, Ged knew that he was, as yet, no match for Jasper or any of the older boys. He set his strong will on his work and his studies, the lessons and crafts and histories and skills taught by the grey-cloaked masters of Roke, who were called the Nine. One whole year he spent in the isolate tower, where by himself lived the Master Namer, and endless were the lists and rounds and ranks of names that he must learn.
Celador Caspendil.
Oh. Tammy.
And at the end of that long, hard, dry year, the Master Namer said to him only,
"You have made a good beginning."
Good beginning. I don't know how many thousands of names I learnt, and he calls it a good beginning.
So it is. And you'll go on learning all your life. Oh, that sounds hot. This fir tree won't object if we use it for shelter, I'm sure. Let's sit for a while. Why are you smiling?
I was thinking of Ogion, my old master. He likes to sit under fir trees.
Sparrowhawk.
What?
Look up there. In the bushes.
Where?
Don't move. You see?
What is it?
It's an otak. They're very rare.
Oh, it's beautiful.
Do they make good pets?
No. Their temper's fierce and their teeth are cruel. In Cedars, we're quite safe. They keep away from men.
Not this one. Here it comes.
Try speaking to it.
Hello, otak.
I think it likes you. How well do you remember your lessons in the tower?
Hotan?
Yes.
Your true name is Hoeg.
Hoeg, do you want to come with me?
I think we can assume that he does. He looks quite at home on your shoulder. They say that a man favoured by a wild beast is a man who can hear the speech of stone and spring.
They say a lot of things. Come on, let's get back.
From that day, the otak stayed with Ged, travelling on his shoulder or in the folds of his cloak. In the second month of that summer, the whole school and the whole town gathered together to celebrate the moon's night and the long dance, which that year fell together as one festival, which happens but once in 52 years. The students of the school were all eating and laughing and playing such tricks as might be the marvel of a king's court.
Magnificent! Bravo, Sparrowhawk! A little higher and you can share my chicken!
If there's any left, here I come!
Behold the Sparrowhawk that cannot fly.
Sick of boys and noise and foolishness.
Oh, you're getting middle-aged, Jasper. Go back to the tower if it's silence and gloom you want.
What is it you want, Jasper?
I want the company of my equals. Come on, Vetch. Let's leave the prentices to their games.
Wait. What do sorcerers have that prentices lack?
Power.
I'll match your power, act for act.
You challenge me.
I challenge you.
Duels in sorcery are forbidden. Let this cease.
Do you really think I'd accept a challenge from you? A boy who smells of goats and who doesn't know even the first change?
What do you know of what I know?
For an instant, and with no spell spoken that any heard, Ged vanished from their sight. And where he had stood, a great falcon hovered. For one instant. And then Ged stood again in the flickering torchlight, his dark gaze on Jasper.
That was just an illusion. Village tricks.
No. No, that was a true change. High magic. Sparrowhawk, be a man and drop this now.
Keep out of this, Vetch. Well, Goatherd, I'll give you your chance. What will you do with it?
What would you like me to do?
You'll summon up a spirit from the dead, for all I care.
No.
I will.
No!
You will not. You can't. You brag and you brag.
By my name, I will do it! Come on!
Vetch, come on.
Where are we going?
Roke Knoll, where the roots go down to the center of the earth and all spells are strung.
Now, Jasper, whose spirit shall I call?
Call whom you like. None will listen to you.
Are you afraid?
I'm afraid. Yeah. And I don't care who knows it. This is madness.
Vetch, come here. Come over here.
What?
Listen, I can do it. I know I can do it. It's this night, and this place, and everything. I mean, can't you feel it?
Feel what?
I can feel the roots of the hill going down and down, and I can feel the stars on fire. And between the roots and the stars, it's mine. All mine to command.
This is wrong.
I can do this, my friend. I can do it. Jasper.
Ah, so you've finished your gossiping, have you? Get on with it.
Are you afraid, Jasper, of the domain of the ale? I'll call a woman's spirit. You needn't fear a woman. I'll call Elfram the Fair.
What? She died 1,000 years ago and her bones are at the bottom of the sea.
Do years and distances matter to the dead? Watch and listen.
In a great, slow movement, he spread out his arms, the gesture of welcome.
Ash margak tinok, tref margak hulfar tinok, zental margak wefre tinok, adalo sendarvan ak magak tinok.
He had read the runes of this spell in Ogion's book 2 years and more ago, and never since had seen them. In darkness he had read them then. Now, in this darkness, it was as if he read them again on the page, open before him in the night.
Ash margak tinok, deftra magak ulfar tinok, zental margak wifret tinok, adro sender vanak magak tinok, am shemdok sernien surenyon da!
Nelflon! Nelflon! Nelflon!
Ged fell forward, as if to embrace the earth with his outstretched arms. When he rose, a shapeless mass of darkness appeared between his straining hands. The darkness split apart, and a pale spindle of light gleamed. For a moment there appeared a form, a human shape, a tall woman, her face beautiful and sorrowful. And full of fear. The light between Ged's arms grew brighter. It widened and spread, a rent in the darkness of the earth and the night, a ripping open of the fabric of the world. And through the light clambered something like a clot of black shadow, quick and hideous.
Stop this! Stop it!
It's a trick! Cheap village trickery!
No!
As Ged grasped the creature in a grip he could not loosen, the lump of shadow swelled and stretched and grew great taloned claws.
Save your wrestling games for the other goat herds!
Jasper, you fool, it's hurting him!
Help me!
from the boy! Off the run! Get on, little cock! Haragos!
Lord Lemony!
Scandal in
It's gone. Sparrowhawk!
My lord, I had nothing to do with this. He insisted...
Shut up, Jasper! Sparrowhawk! Can you hear me?
Haragos. Tuck.
Archmage, my lord!
Stand back from them!
But masters, I'm not to blame.
Silence!
Stand away!
And make no move!
The nine masters of Roke had all appeared on the bleak starlit hilltop. An act of great wizardry is not worked without arousing such men, though none had been so swift as the Archmage. Lord Nemeli now lay unmoving. Beside him, his blood flowing freely from the creature's claw wounds, lay Ged.
Sparrowhawk! Is he dead? Did that foul thing kill him?
He lives!
And Lord Nemeli?
They both live, after a fashion.
There must be something we can do, Master Herbal.
We are already doing much. The Master Summoner is standing guard on the hilltop.
Standing guard? Why? How will that help Sparrowhawk?
You see only your friend's injuries and the sleep from which he will not awaken, but you must look beyond these things.
I know that the Archmage is dying.
Then ask yourself why.
The creature that appeared. I realize that Lord Nemeli drove it back to the realm of the dead. And it took all his power.
And all his strength. But you are wrong, Sorcerer Vetch. Archmage Nemeli turned that thing away from your friend, but not back to its own domain. Only the one who summoned it could have done that, and the creature had already overpowered him.
But if it didn't return to the Darkland...
Then it is still here, in our world.
On the day following the death of the Lord Nemeli, the Nine Masters of Roke met. Behind nine walls of silence, woven by their strongest spells, they took each other's counsel.
We are agreed, then. Genscher of Way Island is to be the new Archmage.
His wisdom will be needed.
A ship shall be sent for him, protected by every guarding spell we know.
How is the boy?
His wounds do not mend, and his blood still flows from them. Such power as I have laid on him, that he must heal himself, and that will take time.
Should we consider the question of punishment?
Punishment? When he knows what he has done, that will be punishment enough.
Of these discussions, Ged knew nothing. For 4 weeks of that hot summer, he lay blind and deaf and mute. At last, his wounds began to close, and the fever left him. On a clear day of autumn, the Master Herbal opened the shutters of the room where Ged lay. Since the night of the summoning, he had known only darkness. Now he saw daylight and the sun shining. And he hid his scarred face in his hands and wept.
Go away.
Sparrowhawk.
Vetch?
Can I come in and talk a while?
I thought you wouldn't come to me.
I couldn't come to you. At first, the Master Herbal forbade it. And after that, I've been with the Master in the Grove, locked up myself. And now I'm going home.
Home?
I've earned my staff. I'm a full wizard now.
Oh, that's wonderful. Vetch, is Jasper a wizard now, too?
Jasper will never be a wizard. He went from here in disgrace.
The Masters knew what happened.
Sometimes I think they know everything. I have something for you. Here, little one. Come here. There you are.
Oh, Eric. Come here, my friend. That's it.
Good. Now he's back where he belongs.
He stayed with you all these months.
And now I'm sorry to part with him. But sorrier to part with you, Sparrowhawk. Listen, When you're free too, come to the East Reach, my homeland. There's good cheer there, and wizards are well received.
Free?
You won't stay bound here on Roke forever.
Vetch, what do you see?
Well, not rooms and books. Far-off seas, and the fire of dragons, and the towers of cities, and all the things a hawk sees when he flies far and high. That's what I see before you.
And behind me, what do you see behind me?
Swarrowhawk, if ever your way lies east, come to me. And if you ever need me, call on me by my true name, Estario.
Estario, my name is Ged.
Farewell, my friend. Remember my words.
Farewell. And a fair wind.
Ged's studies continued. He was not as quick to learn as he had been, having learned a long, hard lesson from fear. But the months and years went by, and at last, on a day of spring, Ged was summoned by the Archmage Gensha. He knelt once more in the courtyard, at the very centre of the House of the Wise.
Rise,
my lord.
You have worked hard and long.
I shall need great knowledge if I am to undo what I have done.
It waits for you, that shadow. It wills to work evil through you. It can use your power to magnify its own. But you must know this. Here, on the Isle of the Wise, you are protected. In the world outside, I do not know if any place is safe for you. I offer you the choice. Stay here in safety, or go into great danger.
I have no choice. I must undo the evil I have done. I choose the path of danger. I choose to leave.
Sparrowhawk of Gond, we name you wizard.
My lords.
I give you your staff, cut to your height.
I give you your cloak, gift of those you go to serve.
Where am I to be sent?
To the isle townships of Low Tawning.
Far from the inmost sea.
And close to ruined Pendor.
A poor land of fishers and farmers. You will serve them as heal-all and weather worker.
But, masters, forgive me, but...
Such a land requires no more than a witch or a sorcerer.
Such was my thought, my lord.
You are right. But for this one thing, the dragon of Pendor has risen again.